For many of the victims, who were children when they were incarcerated at Brother's home in Busan, this was the news they've been waiting to hear. And for many, it was too much. It follows a more than year-long investigation by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission into a catalogue of reported abuse.
It's confirmed there were serious human rights violations such as forced labor, abuse, deaths and disappearances by forcibly detaining vagrants with involvement of authorities either directly or indirectly.
Supported by the South Korean government, the detention center operated in the 1970s and 80s with the goal of removing so-called vagrants from the streets ahead of the 1988 Summer Olympics. But thousands of adults and children were rounded up arbitrarily and subjected to harsh treatment. Media investigations into the family-run church group that operated the facility included this in-depth report by Al Jazeera. Following the closure of the center, the founder, Park In-kyun, was imprisoned for embezzlement. But victims say the alleged abuse and killings of inmates went unpunished. Park died in 2016, but some of his family had moved to Australia and begun new church and business ventures.
I'd really like to ask you about Brother's Home victims.
The commission says the continuing investigation will take several years and will look into alleged cover-ups by multiple government bodies.
The government should apologize to the victims and make a promise to the public. We hope that history takes note and this never happens again.
Among the most vulnerable members of South Korean society, the victims of the notorious center say their suffering has gone largely overlooked for years and that it's only now their country is coming to terms with their plight that they might finally see justice. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.